The Higher Life by Mary Elizabeth Braddon. The lights burned low, and the shadows were deep in the angles of the spacious room, and, though there were people there, doctor, nurse, friends, there was no sound, except the sighing of the autumn wind as it rose and fell, now a sigh and then a sob, now a faint shriek at the window, like a spirit asking to be let in, and then a hurrying blast, and a flight of withered leaves brushing against the glass. Through an open doorway, one saw the adjoining room, where the distant fireplace shone like a jewel, a room lined from floor to ceiling with books, bound for the most part in vellum and gold. A room so rich in beautiful forms and splendid colouring that it might have been the showroom in a palace instead of merely the book room of that well-known member of the Bibliophile Society, old Sir Stephen Stillyard. He was very old, and he was dying. Even the longest journey must come to an end at last. The inn. That inn we have all heard of, where there are always beds enough for the guests, is waiting with open door for the traveller whose toil is nearly over. Very toilsome that last half mile, as indicated by the fighting breath, the labouring chest, for which the lightest satin coverlet is too heavy a burden. A very bad bit of road, that. But then, the rest of the journey has been so easy. The chariot of life has hung on sea springs and has travelled along flowery ways through a smiling country. The man lying there in the solemn stillness of the death chamber had inherited a large fortune at an age when other lads are trying to make ends meet at the university on a scrimped allowance from headquarters, and when the glory of life grows pale before the angry face of a dun. He had taken full advantage of the opportunities for evil which money can buy. He had bought his experience of life in the worst markets, and had learnt to despise and hate his fellow men before he was 30. He had married early and badly, choosing his evil portion with his eyes wide open, because at that juvenile period he liked bad women better than good women. The former amused him, the latter bored him. His children had been curses to him, but he had not allowed them to torment him long. As soon as they had shown what was in them and were old enough to be turned out of doors, he turned them out. One by one they vanished off the stage of his life and were heard of no more.